Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For veterans seeking federal benefits, where they live apparently matters. In our series, Back at Base, we've been looking at the lives of America's veterans, this week focusing on their benefits and some of the discrepancies in those benefits. For example, an NPR analysis of federal data shows the VA spends about $25,000 on medical services for each veteran patient in Boston, but on the Cape, it's just $6,500. WBUR's Deborah Becker spoke about this with the outgoing Massachusetts Secretary of Veterans Services, Coleman Nee.
What we've heard this week seems to suggest that there aren't real clear reasons for the discrepancies in veterans' benefits. Some of it depends on the age of the vet, some on the location of the VA centers. But there are not only significant differences just from one region to the next, but also from one town to the next. Why is that?
Well, you know, it happens on a number of different levels, and I think when you piece it all together, you begin to see a little bit of a clearer picture. On the federal level, to begin with, here in New England and nationwide in many areas of the country, we have a rapidly declining veterans population. Despite some misperceptions that there are, you know, this wave and wave of veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that the system can't handle, you know, the fact is that Iraq and Afghanistan veterans represent one of the smaller populations of veterans that we have. So there's fewer people that are accessing the system because they're even eligible as far as access to care. If you look at Cape Cod, which was mentioned in your report, you'll see that there's a very low per capita per healthcare spending number associated relative to Boston. While there are very limited resources on and access to acute and outpatient care for a lot of the veterans of the Cape, there is an outpatient center in Hyannis. But for the most part, you know, if you're on the outer Cape, if you're, you know, you have the inability to drive, you don't have transportation access, chances are, even though you're eligible for VA care, you're going to opt for more community-based care for those outpatient and acute care services.
Now, you told WBUR in June that the biggest challenge for Massachusetts isn't necessarily resources, but it's navigating and accessing the system. Well, why is that such an issue, and what is being done to address that?
It's really the way we've set up our veteran services. I mean, we have the federal benefits, you know, VA benefits is a separate organization from VA healthcare. It can be a little confusing. At the local city and town level here in Massachusetts, we're unique and provide local city and town benefits to many of our vets. That depends on the sort of competency as well as the commitment that each city and town makes to employing a vet service officer that is aware of all the benefits, aware of all the services, and can help those veterans navigate, you know, just about everything they've earned. As the cities and towns have kind of hired that position, some communities have taken a more serious approach to this and a more committed approach to this and brought on someone that has the know-how and the ability to be able to work with people, particularly, you know, people who are coming to them, which are low income. And some communities have tended to look at this as more of a ceremonial position. Yeah. And as a result, people that come to those particular VSOs might not get access to all the care and the services that they're eligible for. When I took over as secretary 4 years ago, there was a significant portion of our vet service officers that had never accessed computer benefits, never, you know, were comfortable with computer technology. That's something that can't happen in the year 2015.
If there can be such a big difference as to whether this VSO is ceremonial as opposed to truly helpful, who makes sure that they're doing their job?
Well, up until today, it's been an area left to the cities and towns. We'll be taking a large role on that as a department over the next year. One of the things that we've really done is that all of the veteran service officers in all the cities and towns now have to become certified and verified that they're well-trained to ensure that they know what the benefits and resources are and the best way to help connect people to them.
Coleman Nee, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Ted.
State Secretary of Veterans Services Coleman Nee speaking with WBUR's Deborah Becker about the quality and accessibility of veteran services in Massachusetts.